no money, no meat.
Looking at the world through a bourbon colored glass. Eight lives gone, yes, I'm down on my last. Color of death is the color of love. When there's blood dripping down from the ceiling above. When they find you, come the dawn. You'll be kinda cold, but my love is still strong. Well, twilight's gone, midnight is gonna linger. Slip this little band of gold around your stiff finger. Your lips are cold, but wet with my kisses. We'll call for the preacher, then I'll call you Mrs. When they find you, come the dawn. You'll be kinda cold, but my love is still strong. Cause love just means you never have to tell me that I'm sick. And meat is meat, and blood is like water, but suckers took me for a ride. Never said a word, but I laughed as they died. Sanitary truck is never gonna be found. And white coat sucker 6 feet underground. When they found you, come the dawn. You were kinda cold, but my love was still
good evening, all. You are tuned to 101.9 FM, CITR. Delighted to have you along with us here. The time is shortly after the hour of 12 midnight. My name is Trevor, and the show is called Vengeance Is Mine. We'll be with you for the next 2 hours or so, bringing you all the best the world of punk rock has to offer. That band you just heard from there is from Calgary, Alberta. They're called The Forbidden Dimension. An excellent band who are back together after a number of years. They've got a brand new album coming out before too long. They're coming here to Vancouver, as a matter of fact. This coming Saturday, September 29th, they're playing at Pat's Pub. So check them out, Forbidden Dimension. Anyways, delighted to have you along with us for week number 477 in the history of this program. We got some great tunes coming up for you tonight. The band Lifetime is going to be in our spotlight tonight in about an hour's time. In the meantime, this next set, we've got tunes from the likes of The Hoosegow, Fluff, Kid Dynamite, Moral Crux, The Vandals, and Darkest of the Hillside Thickets. But off the top, we got a bit of propaganda for you. A band from Winnipeg, Manitoba. Tune is called Hate, Myth, Muscle, Etiquette. This is 101.9 FM, CITR.
Mark your point of failing. Begins where you can sit. Hesitate, procrastinate, sedating. Configured to repeat your path. You need a good kick in the ass. The gun. Resist. Finally realized
at last. Finally, evident. We all need a kick in the ass. Peace and change, educate, derive from discussion. Not hate, not myth, not muscle, not etiquette. It's all like thank you.
Change the world with my hockey stick. Gonna make a real difference. Feed the poor and heal the sick.
Oh, I'm practicing my yard for endless hours every day until I get some kind of good that someone really super rich will say. Here's $1 million, you can spend it how you like. You can change this fucking world and turn it into something nice. I'll hit my dick to farm and magic, giving meaning to our planet. And everything we ever wanted, we will get to have it. And it's all that's in my heart. Private racism or problem.
101.9 FM CITR from right here in Vancouver, BC. That's Darkest of the Hillside Thickets. I've got a brand new album out called The Shadow Out of Tim. And that song you heard there was called Strange. Prior to that, The Vandals from the soundtrack to Glory Days, that Ben Affleck flick from the 90s. Tune you heard was called Change the World with My Hockey Stick. Moral Crux before that from Washington State. The tune you heard there was called Yesterday's Rebels, taken from an album called And Nothing But the Truth. Kid Dynamite before that from their split CD with 88 Fingers Louie. That was their take on Rise Above, the Black Flag classic. Fluff before that from the Mangravy LP. The tune here there was called Degrader. The Hooskow before that, our friends the Hooskow, from the Garden City of Victoria. Three Rules was the name of the album. EDS was the name of the song. And starting of the set, Propagandy from Winnipeg, Manitoba. From their first full-length release, How to Clean Everything. The tune you heard there was called Hate, Myth, Muscle, Etiquette. There you go. My name is Trevor, and you are listening to Vengeance is Mine, right here on 101.9 FM CITR. It's about 27 minutes past the hour of 12 midnight. Thank you very much for tuning us in. As always, you broadcast from the Student Union Building at the University of British Columbia, Vancouver. Coming up at the top of the hour will be our weekly spotlight, The Cat's Ass. This week on a punk rock band from the eastern coast of the United States, Lifetime. A band that was together in the 1990s and recently reunited for an album. They spawned members that went on to many a band, including Kid Dynamite, Painted Black, and others. Anywho, that's in about a half hour or so. In the meantime, this next set, we've got tunes from the likes of Coffin Break, The Indecision Alarm, The Gamuts, Gas Huffer, No Means No, and Section 46. First up, we're going to start things off with a bit of snuff for you. The tune is called Thief. This is 101.9 FM, CITR. Wait, that's not snuff. Oh, that was the other darkest of the hill. Sorry. Snuff, here we go. CITR, what I said before.
Follow the answer. Yeah. We call free, where the slogan of the age is what's in it for me.
101.9 FM CITR from Victoria, BC. That's Section 46. One of the first bands that I ever saw live, as a matter of fact. The album's called By Myself, came out in 1989, and that was Are We Losing Hope? Prior to that, another band from Victoria, No Means No, taken from a Victoria compilation called Sex With Nothing. And the song you heard there was called The Fuck Song. Actually, never heard that song before today. Prior to that were Gas Huffer from Seattle, Washington. The Shrill Beeps of Shrimp was the name of the EP from which we took that song, Java Jetpack. Prior to that, The Gamuts, a band from somewhere in Colorado, I think Boulder, Colorado. Endorsed By You was the name of the album. All Wicked was the name of the song you heard. Prior to that, The Indecision Alarm, a band out of Sweden, from a self-titled EP they put out last year. The tune you heard there was called Treadmill. Another Seattle band before that, Coffin Break, from the Rupture LP. The tune was Diane, originally by Husker Du. And starting at the set were Snuff from the Tweet Tweet My Lovely LP. The tune you heard there was called Thief. There you have it. My name is Trevor, and you are listening to Vengeance Is Mine, right here on 101.9 FM CITR. Coming up at the top of the hour, in about 15 minutes or so, we've got our weekly spotlight, The Cat's Ass. This week on an East Coast punk rock band called Lifetime, so do stay tuned for that. In the meantime, this next set, we've got tunes from the likes of Paint It Black, features some of the same members as Lifetime. As well, we've got High Standard, The Fleshies, Riverboat Gamblers, The Freeze, and a bit of Guar. First, we're going to start things off with another local band. They're called Bison. They've got a brand new EP out called Earthbound. It's released on the Forest label. We're going to hear a tune from it now called Wartime. This is Bison, 101.9 FM CITR. Let's take a bow.
You're a fucking disgrace. What is this? You're a rough in a fetter.
Insane! Insane!
It's time to fall into sword, boy. Time to surrender. First time press, industry clout. See your hot ship with your fire shot out. Play it safe when you spit my face. Turn in your back and judge. You're a fucking disgrace.
We'll be right back.
1.9 FM CITR Guar there, a band from Richmond, Virginia. From the first release they put out in 1986, Hello, it was called. The tune you heard there was called Americanized. Part of that, The Freeze, a band from Cape Cod, Massachusetts. That was taken from an album called Misery Loves Company. And the song you heard there was called Pig Hunt. The Riverboat Gamblers, prior to that, from their most recent release, To the Confusion of Our Enemies. And the song you heard from them was called The Curse of the Ivory Coast. Prior to that, The Fleshies, from their latest one, Scrape the Walls. The tune you heard there was called Battle Mountain. High Standard before that, fine Japanese punk rock band. Making the Road was the name of the album, and that was their version of Black Sabbath's Changes. Mildly better than the Kelly Osbourne version. Prior to that were Paint It Black, a band, I think, from Philadelphia. I'm not sure exactly where they're from. CVA was the name of the album. It was their first full-length release. And Watered Down was the name of the song that you heard. Starting off the set from right here in Vancouver, BC, Bison. From the new EP, Earthbound. The tune you heard there was called Wartime. There you go. My name is Trevor, and you are listening to Vengeance is Mine, right here on 101.9 FM CITR. It's about 9 minutes past the hour of 1 a.m. Thank you very much for staying tuned. Time now for a weekly spotlight, The Cat's Ass. So we got a punk rock band from New Jersey called Lifetime. As mentioned earlier, it's a band, they were around in the 1990s and put out a couple of releases, and just recently reformed in 2006 and put out a new album, started touring and stuff like that. It's a band that spawned members that have gone on to be in a number of bands, including Kid Dynamite, Paint It Black, None More Black, Good Riddance, all kinds of bands. So do sit back and relax. We've only got three of their albums here, two of the original ones and their 2006 reunion album. And we're going to be playing tunes from all of them, so do sit back and relax for the next half hour and 45 minutes or so. This is Lifetime, right here on 101.9 FM CITR.
With this record, we must tune your guitar to ours. We will start with the first string.
We will take ourselves so bad. Listen to Captain Dino, yet my cousin I'd say he would call. You may not be like Brandon, that all.
Now Heaps. We are. Yeah.
1.9 FM CITR. That's our spotlight on Lifetime. Do hope you enjoyed that. As mentioned, the band formed in 1990 in the Garden State of New Jersey. They were together for about 7 years, then they broke up and reunited after about 10 years or so. Their first album came out in 1995. It was called Hello Bastards. From that one, you heard the songs Danurism, Rodeo Clown, Anchor, The Gym is Neutral Territory, What She Said, and Knives, Bats, New Tats. Followed it up with 1997's Jersey's Best Dancers. From that you heard Turnpike Gates, Young Loud and Scotty, Francie Nolan, Bringing It Backwards, Here We Are, Cut the Tension, and The Truth About Lars. And as mentioned, they broke up and reunited after 10 years, and this past year put out a new self-titled record. From that one you heard songs like Haircuts and T-Shirts, Yeem's Song for Nothing, Dan Yeeman being the guitar player, Try and Stay Awake, Song for Mel, All Night Long, and Records at Night. So do hope you enjoyed that. My name is Trevor, and you are listening to Vengeance is Mine, right here on 101.9 FM CITR. It's about 10 minutes shy of 2 o'clock in the morning. Thank you very much for tuning us in. That's pretty much going to do it for the show. So do join us next Monday at midnight. We're going to leave you now with a band from Eastern Canada, from the fine city of Toronto. They're called the Flatliners. They've just recently signed to the Fat Record label, and they've got an album out on the Union label called The Great Awake. That's what we're going to be hearing all night, so I do hope you enjoy that. Thanks again for tuning us in, and of course, do join us next Monday. This is the Flatliners, 101.9 FM, CITR.